WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Cheers today across Israel as Hamas released all 20 living hostages after more than 2 years. And President Trump told the Israeli parliament,
"The long and painful nightmare is finally over."
As for the deceased, the Israeli military says the Red Cross is en route to pick up a number of coffins from a designated location. Israel says it released more than 1,900 Palestinian prisoners as part of its end of the first part of this peace agreement. The long-term future is now the topic of a peace summit in Egypt. Former Defense and State Department official Steve Gagnard says while there are plenty of questions about what happens next in Gaza,
what's going to need to happen for the international community is get the humanitarian supplies in and then begin to think about how do the Israelis begin to withdraw.
But President Trump is just arrived in Egypt where he is co-chairing that summit. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of Madison's busiest thoroughfares to get downtown is now officially under construction. For years, city officials have been planning to redo John Nolan Drive. The street goes over Lake Monona and offers a scenic view of the Madison skyline. It's also home to popular walking and biking paths, plus railroad tracks. But city staff say it's old and not safe enough. Aaron Stager works for KL Engineering.
This project addresses three key needs for the John Nolan Drive corridor. First one is aging infrastructure. The existing roadway and bridge structures are nearing the end of their service life and require significant upgrades. Second one is safety concerns. The corridor experiences a high number of bicycle and pedestrian conflicts, resulting in a need for improved safety measures. And third, capacity and connectivity. Current bicycle and pedestrian facilities are over capacity and do not meet modern expectations for connectivity or mobility.
The first phase of this project is basically the portion that goes over the water from Olin Park to Broome Street. Starting today, that portion of John Nolan from Lakeside to Broome will be down to one lane each direction. And it's going to stay that way a while. Just this first phase is expected to take until summer 2027. Here and there, all of John Nolan will be closed overnight. That's so they can install storm sewers, but they'll give you a heads up beforehand. Once all phases of the road itself are finished, they can start on the Madison Lakeway project. That'll bring bump outs like ice cream shops to the lakeshore. The entire reconstruction is expected to cost about $48 million. $33 million of that is being paid for by the federal government. It's broken up into those three phases, so it's not supposed to be under construction for years and years consecutively. But altogether, the work is expected to be finished in 2029. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds with some showers lingering this morning, then increasing sunshine through the day today and pleasant with a high pretty close to 70. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, a high in the mid-60s. Currently 57 degrees.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
The John and Gordy Show.
Let's get into the church key real quick here.
Well, and apparently they had shut down to remodel, but now they're just going to finish up the remodeling and reopen.
Because of us? They decided to stay open, right, Gordy?
That's all because of us.
Because of us, yes. Not only that, they want to reopen by August 28th for the first UW Badger football game.
Well,
they're making big plans, man. This is it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. You can win tickets to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Marcus Theater in Waukesha, and Jane Matinair is in to talk about headlines. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX, where even the weather has opinions.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Our government agents are working without pay. Luckily, my boys at ICE don't mind. They're in it for the love of the game. And how did I find them? By running ads like this. Do you need a job now?
Yeah.
Are you a big tough guy?
Yeah.
Tough enough for the army or police?
No.
But do you take supplements that you bought at a gas station?
Daily.
Do you like to use zip ties because people in your life don't trust you with keys?
You know it.
Then buckle up and slap on some Oakley's, big boy. Welcome to ICE.
Does that answer your question?
No.
Tina Fey, American Treasure, fantastic, as Christy Noem on SNL. Bella, this is also, they, as I said, they have a much better wig and makeup.
But sure, yes.
Because I played Christy Noem in my garage.
Right.
But, you know, we just
yes.
did best with it. Okay, this is a story about what it's like to get old. So all morning I've been feeling my leg because I felt like like a bump. Like I thought I may have a tumor there that I'm going to need to go get checked out.
It's not a tumor.
As it turns out, it was a dryer sheet.
Oh,
so this is what you're going to find as you age, that it's not it. But the good news is it's not a tumor.
Yeah, it's just a dryer sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I was once walking into a concert, and a guy behind me said, you have a dryer sheet coming out of your pant leg.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens. That's how you know you're old.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like the new Lady Matlock, and I got a dryer sheet in my pants. Okay. Let's see. Aaron says, as Jody Hamilton participates in the first annual Stephanie Miller Bring Your Husband to Work Day, I, for one, will be on the edge of my seat waiting to see if Charlie Pierce's, in a deep, sultry, smitten voice, offers his usual greetings to his radio lover. You should sell tickets to tomorrow's bottom of the second hour. I will pay.
Oh, see
if
my
gosh. You know, if there's tension with Jody's husband working here. Now.
Right,
it's
right,
very
right.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Okay. What's not awkward is my love for this man.
This is Brooklyn Dad Defiant Rap.
My spirit animal.
Here on the show where we're listening.
Just calling you Brooklyn.
Tell me now, what's the name of this here cat?
Brooklyn Dad Defiant.
What?
Defiant joins us now. Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah. 718 in the house. Hi. Hi, Dad. Can I call you
hello,
Daddy?
Hello, hello,
hello. Hello, Daddy.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Oh, by the way, did you see noted a swimsuit, what is it? What do we call her? Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, Lindsay Halligan?
Yep.
She said that in the filing against Letitia James says she lives in Brooklyn, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Only the best. The best of the
best. Only the best people. Yeah, that's right. So what are you excited about the Kings? I keep saying, Brooklyn Dad, that every time Mike Johnson calls this a hate rally this weekend, the No Kings, I want to double and triple down on going because they're trying to scare us. They're trying to intimidate people. They're, you know, threatening people, right?
Yeah, it just makes me want to protest even harder. Mm-hmm. I saw a comment by Sean Duffy, who insists that there could only be millions, millions of paid protesters out there, because who would ever consider protesting a cruel, corrupt president like Trump for free?
Right.
I would.
Right.
I would. I just went ready to protest even harder now.
Yeah. And I love that, was it Mike Johnson said that, oh, you know, the Democrats are afraid of these people. They're afraid of their base. I'm like, oh, you mean like your base that you physically ran away from in the Capitol on January 6th because you know they're such lunatics? How many, you know, off the record have said they are scared of this violent, crazy MAGA base, right?
Yeah, they won't even hold any town halls. When they do happen to hold a town hall, they get clobbered, and then they insist, oh, these are all paid protest. Anytime they don't like something, anytime they hear some criticism, that's their go-to. It's either fake news or paid protester. Yeah. They accept reality for what it is.
Yeah, where did that ever come from, Brooklyn Dad? I know it's become a running joke. Like, we, you know, a lot of us have signs that say paid protester. It's a joke. Because who's getting paid and by who? I've never known anybody. Like, but that's the only way they can think of, I guess, to discount it or say it's not real.
You know, it would probably be helpful if they were paid, because I'm sure people are spending, I don't know, at least $10 or $20 if you're going to, like, Office Max, you know, or Staples to buy the oak tag, right? You got to buy the oak tag. You got to buy the Sharpies, you know. And those aren't cheap.
Nope.
So you're at minimum with gas and the markers and the oak tag, you're at minimum at least $20 out of pocket.
Yeah. Here is, let's listen to Mike Johnson, because it just makes me madder.
Okay.
Yeah.
This Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th, the Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the mall. We got some House Democrats selling T-shirts for this event. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes, but the Democrats in the Senate have shown that they're afraid of that crowd. All this has got to come to an end.
First of all, Trump is the one that just gave Qatar, who funds Hamas, an airbase in Idaho, on our airbase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, are you as annoyed as I am by just even the coverage of this Middle East stuff? As, again, we keep saying, Brooklyn Dad, everybody, every decent human is relieved the hostages are home. But to give Trump credit for something Netanyahu could have done a year ago, that Biden had the exact same deal on the table, but, you know, Netanyahu didn't want to give Biden credit, and he's going to do business with Trump. They're going to make money rebuilding Gaza, right?
Yeah. So first of all, I feel like all of this premature celebration is like, you know, repeatedly spiking the football in the end zone in the first quarter of a football game. You know, like, you still have three more quarters to play. This is just the beginning of phase one, right? So we've already been here before. This phase one of a ceasefire, we've already been here. We've had five other ceasefires. So, like, peace is a great thing. Would have been nice to have enacted it before you had all these thousands of people starving to death, which, by the way, if you are bombing people while they're trying to deliver aid or preventing them from delivering that aid, maybe I'm not going to be so enthusiastic about celebrating, you know, your kindness or whatever.
His speech was gross. He literally asked them to pardon Netanyahu. You know, this war criminal, this, like, crook, just like Trump. It's just, the whole thing makes me sick.
Isn't Netanyahu the guy who actually enabled the rise of Hamas? Who preferred them?
Yeah.
I feel like this situation is... Have you ever seen that meme with the guy dressed as the hot dog, and he's like, we're all looking to see, to find out who did this?
Yeah.
Right? And he was the guy who crashed in there, you know, with the hot dog car, and he's dressed like the hot dog. Like, dude, you are the guy who enabled Hamas in the first place. So, he does need to answer for his crimes, I believe.
And he's, you know, sucking up to this war criminal, Netanyahu. You know, he's bashing Biden and Obama, you know, while they cheer for that. It just, Anyway, you said demented, dejected Trump does not win the Nobel Peace Prize, yay, but he's using the DOJ and National Guard to lash out at fellow Americans and brand Antifa a terrorist group, MAGA triggered by a bunny, a frog, and a chicken. I mean, the fact that any serious person is talking, first of all, about the Nobel Prize for, you know, is someone that's at war with his own country, right, that's calling in Blackhawks into Chicago. I mean, anyway.
You know, it, Stephanie, it breaks me up every single day. And, you know, see, we all have the ability to keep scrolling. As they say, they call it doom scrolling.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I scroll, but I don't scroll past it. I stop and I watch. And it sickens me. It hurts me to my core. I can't tell you how many times, like, I cry, like, during the day as I watch these things. My wife will walk into my office sometimes, and she'll say, how's it going? And I just shake my head. And I have that look in my face like, don't even ask. And, you know, she nods her head like she knows, you know. And it's rough. It's rough that this is being done by American citizens, right, on American soil. People, I saw a video this just like 10 minutes before joining you, a guy getting on a New York City subway, not identifying himself, you know, and just going like this to some guy who looks like he could be Latino, but who knows? What's your criteria? Just a guy who looks Latino, that's it?
Yeah.
That's what you're using to grab people? No.
Yeah.
Come on now. And other Americans, other citizens need to stand up and resist this
bull crap. Yeah, I mean, my president, Kamala Harris, echoed that this weekend. She said Trump's DOJ targets people because of who they are or, for that matter, what they look like. I mean, and basically the Supreme Court's given the thumbs up to racial profiling. So it's, and she, I just thought it was stunning, particularly who she is, you know, to those of us in California, especially as Attorney General. She said, I don't know if we can trust what's coming out of the DOJ right now. And that pains me to say, as someone who spent the majority of my career as a prosecutor, where the work of a prosecutor should be to do justice. And meanwhile, we're just seeing one vindictive, malicious prosecution after the other. You know, our senator looks like he's going to be next, Senator Schiff, right?
Yeah. It's stunning. First of all, the guy literally posted on his True Social, Pam, you know, what's the deal with all these people that we're supposed to be targeting, you know, like Adam Shifty Schiff and Comey and Letitia James? Like, he literally named the people that he wants prosecuted.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you know, they spent like years accusing President Biden of lawfare, of weaponizing the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
He let them prosecute his own son, right? I can't think of a stronger example of how he had nothing to do with the Department of Justice. You know what? If he had something to do, maybe, and he wanted to see Donald Trump prosecuted, maybe he would have prodded Merrick Garland along a little bit.
But
hey,
Biden was powerful enough that he sent the FBI in on January 6th, as you know. He was powerful enough, though not president. You said good morning, happy Sunday to everyone who correctly remembers that, contrary to Trump's post, Joe Biden was not the president.
Yeah.
January 6th, 2021, Trump was. His delusional episodes are increasing. It's time for the 25th Amendment. He is unfit to serve. It's to where you can't tell Brooklyn Dad anymore. Is it dementia? Is he just lying and he knows it? Or I can't tell anymore.
Oh, actually, yeah, that is a good point, because he does lie blatantly, and it's not like that's a new feature of his. He has been doing that ever since he accused President Obama of not having been born in the United States. And he said that with such confidence. You know what I mean? Like, there was no doubt in his mind when he said this. This was an indictment from him, not like not a question like, hey, I wonder if. No, he was like, he was certain of that. And, you know, the DNA of his confident lying, it also exists in J.D. Vance, which scares me.
Yes, yes.
And also, you know, also to a lesser degree in Mike Johnson, you know, Speaker Johnson, he will look in the camera very calmly and coolly and confidently will lie and say, like, yeah, Republicans, we care about health care for, like, that's our top priority.
I've never
like,
seen what, an entire party that just, all of them lie. They just relentlessly. I mean, and by the way, thank you again. You said normalize fearless American leaders stepping up and calling out Trump's dementia out loud and demanding the 25th Amendment be invoked. You can't tell me those generals, every thought bubble wasn't saying, holy, this guy has the nuclear codes.
If you're referring to that speech in front of the 800 generals, man, you know, it was between that and his speech in front of the United Nations where I was mortified. And look, it's no secret that Brooklyn Dad is no fan of Donald Trump, right?
What?
But when it's on the world stage, right, when it's on the world stage, you just don't want your own president to make a fool of the country. I don't care if he makes a fool of himself, you know, like locally, but if he's on the world stage and everybody's watching and he's saying these ridiculous things, like in front of the UN, how he continued to claim that he stopped 7, 8, 10 wars to the people who could fact check him.
Yeah. And have fact checked him. Right? It's just country after country, India, Pakistan, no. What he said, no. All right, 21 minutes after the hour, we got Brooklyn Dad for the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the Cozy Earth. Okay, I am changing now out of my, I was wearing, as you know, because I know you keep track, the short sleeve lavender Cozy Earth pajamas.
It was
but
gorgeous.
Now it's going to be cold and rainy. So I'm
We're
going
gonna
into
have lows
the long,
in the 40s.
I'm going into the long sleeve.
Yes.
Basic black eleganza Cozy Earth pajamas. Just keeping you apprised. The bamboo stretch knit pajamas. They're stuff that dreams are made of. Fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight, so elegant. I love how cool it sleeps no matter what's going on outside, right? The bubble cuddle blanket. It's cozy time. Oh my God, this plush faux, textured faux fur, not just stunning, nap-inducing. Cozy Earth backs everything, by the way. That's how confident they are in their quality. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankies, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie at checkout for 40% off your favorite new PJs and blankies. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from The Stephanie Miller Show.
You are my favorite morning show. I get when I'm in the car riding around. This is the Stephanie Miller Show is what like perks me up and gets me up in the morning. I love you guys. You are my favorite morning show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zepa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Text fees may apply.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor, no more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Stephanie Miller.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday.
Yes, Brooklyn Dad reminds us Trump's turning America into a dystopian nightmare. The Handmaid's Tale meets Idiocracy. Wake up before it's too late. This is how I fell in love with you, was online.
Yep.
I swear to God, I feel like we're all holding each other up. You know, we all get tired at times. I retreat into cat and dog videos that I torture Chris with. and then he ruins my life by telling me it's AI. but, you know, there's a lot has been written about just, we're just not designed for this cavalcade of daily chaos and hate and divisiveness and name-calling and bullying and, the military occupying our cities, right?
Yeah, no, we're not built for it. And a lot of people, I think, are checked out and tuned out. And, you know, I think by default, a lot of those folks were going to already be tuned out, but especially more so now, because there is like a fire hose of chaos. And when I say that, I mean, last week, for instance, there were so many insane things that happened. Like, I have a thing that I do on Friday nights as Story Time with BDD, where I kind of recap all of the things. And there was too much. There was too much for me to cover in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's just how it's been every single week of this second presidency. And I think that is by design per, what's that called? The Project 2025 thing?
Yeah.
That's to keep us all off balance and off kilter and unable to focus on any one particular thing. Yeah. And that's how they slip their nefarious agenda into place against us.
Well, you know, and you said I agree with the 76% of Americans with common sense who believe Trump does not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, the woman that won, I thought, first of all, it was so classy and gracious, but also I'm so tired of people having to suck up to Trump because they need America's help. You know, so she, like, you know, was very gracious about saying it's in honor of him and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like I'm taking crazy pills with this whole, you know, Middle East thing and Trump getting, I'm sorry, any credit. But I'm going to get more of your thoughts on that. After the break, 29 minutes after the hour, Brooklyn Dad Defiant.
WMDX, talk radio for people who read past the headline.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Residents of Wanakee are pushing back against a plan for a new solar farm. One Energy wants to build a new solar site near the Savannah Village neighborhood. The property is currently owned by Madison Gas and Electric. WMTV reports the solar farm would create enough energy to power about 1,600 Wisconsin homes. The village board was set to vote on the proposal last week after getting feedback from hundreds of people. The outlet reports nearly 100 came to the hearing in person and more than 100 others wrote in. One Energy staff say there shouldn't be any significant impact to the environment, but residents are worried about things like harm to wildlife, property values, and just having it so close to people's homes. At that meeting last week, the village board decided to postpone its vote. According to WMTV, they have not yet set a new date. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is getting its first new wind farms in more than a decade. Isabella Nieto reports.
The Public Service Commission voted to approve the first wind farm since 2011. According to a statement from Clean Wisconsin, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center project will be located in Iowa and Grant counties. The commission also approved Whitewater Solar, a solar farm on the borders of Walworth and Jefferson counties. The approval comes after Clean Wisconsin released a report on the local environmental benefits of solar farms, showing how this project will improve water quality in the area. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And an invasive plant has spread to at least three new areas in southern Wisconsin. The DNR says Japanese stilt grass can harm soil composition, shrink wildlife habitats, and impact biodiversity. It was first found in Wisconsin in 2020, and this year it's been confirmed in Beloit, Grant County, Walworth County, and now in Middleton. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy Monday afternoon. Light north winds and highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, scattered clouds mid-40s. Mid and upper 60s on Tuesday. A mostly sunny sky, but more clouds gathering Tuesday night and a chance of showers. Right now, it's 58.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children, right. So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like six tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Jesse Christensen. We'll get the latest update about THC laws in Wisconsin.
And we're signing people up for John and Gordy's Antifa After School.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
If the Democrats had won the majority, they probably would have tried to nuke the filibuster. And then you'd have four
new United States senators from Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. You'd have a packed Supreme Court.
Oh.
You'd have abortion on demand. A whole bunch of things that were on that laundry list. They had about six or seven things that they were going to do when they nuked the filibuster.
Oh, my God. Imagine. Women would still have bodily autonomy. Brooklyn Dad. It'd be awful. Okay. All right. Before the break, I was just talking about that you had posted about the Nobel Prize. And you're right. 76% of us are not taking crazy pills. And, like, are you, you know, kidding me? The guy that's, like, bombing boats and, you know, in the middle of the ocean with you know, no probable cause, at war with Chicago, on and on and on. It just gave, you know, the people who fund Hamas an airbase because they gave him a bribe plane. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. The other thing that's crazy about all of the bowing and scraping to Trump and the compulsive need to mollify this guy, you know, that's the party who was mocking participation trophies, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like every day they want to give him a participation trophy for not throwing poopy or, you know, for whatever. And it's nuts. He actively campaigned for a Nobel Peace Prize. Who does that? But the funniest thing is that the Nobel guy said, yeah, no, he wasn't going to get it because we only give the award to people who have courage and dignity or something.
Right.
And
we're fighting for democracy, not trying to end it and, you know, install an authoritarian government. Yeah, I mean, I was just going to ask you, is there a day he doesn't fling his poopy at us? I don't think so. Is there a day that we are not hit by projectile feces from the... we talked earlier about how just from him on down, everyone in this party just lies like so... This is what he said. Speaking of Chicago, he said we're heading to Chicago because we want to save Chicago. Do you know they had 4,000 people killed in Chicago over a short? Of course, he doesn't give any like
right.
4,000 people, and I have to watch this slob of a governor stand up and say, "Well, everything's okay. We've got it under control." Citywide statistics show murders in Chicago have fallen dramatically in the last several years, dropping 50% since 2021. So far in 2025, 331 people have been murdered, which is a little short of 4,000. if I'm mathing the math correct.
Stephanie, the only people who are holding him to account on the truth meter are people like you, people in independent media, really. And it drives me nuts because the vast majority of people still are tuning in to legacy media, things on MSNBC and CNN. And, you know, for the most part, I'll give everyone from Nicole Wallace on down, give them their props and their due because they do, you know.
I watch her every day.
Hold them accountable. The reporters in the Oval Office, can you not ask a follow-up question when he says crazy things like, you know, he's going to give a 1,500%, he's going to lower prescription drugs by 1,500%, and that's not how math works?
Yeah.
Can you fact-check him on what are these eight wars you're taking credit for having stopped?
Right.
You know, can you fact check him? Because it's not like these are coming out of the blue.
Yeah.
These are his best hits things, the ones that he does repeatedly over and over. So are you guys taking dictation are you reporting?
So when he appealed when he appealed the block on National Guard in Chicago, he said, amidst ongoing violent riots and lawlessness, the local leaders like Governor Pritzker refused to step in to quell. President Trump has there are no riots going on in Chicago. There are no riots if you don't count inflatable frogs in Portland. I mean,
I don't know if you saw this weekend. This weekend there was some very interesting protests. This weekend there were people in a nude. Walking and cycling.
I cycle every weekend, but I got to up my game. It was cold and they cycled naked.
And raining.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, cold and raining? No, thank you. I love democracy, but yeah, I'll be dressed fully.
Oh, and this is what's particularly funny about that it was raining when Trump said, every time I see Portland is burning down. He said, this was Friday? Yes, that was. They were actually enjoying their first fall rain, I believe.
Right.
The lone demonstrator at the city's ice building was dressed as a pink Care Bear. and Trump said, every time I look at the place, it's burning down. Store owners in Portland build it out of plywood. What?
Care Bears are notorious arsonists.
Oh, right, you know? Yeah. Right. But he... So he was implying that because they burned down the city daily in Portland, they only do repairs with plywood. So this news story felt they had to add, buildings are still constructed with wood, concrete, steel, and other modern construction materials in Oregon. He just makes up every single day, right?
Yeah, and so not only that, another pretty hilarious video was the other day when Kristi Noem showed up on a rooftop with influencer Benny Johnson,
yes.
You know.
And the guy in the chicken suit. Was paid there.
By the USSR, Benny Johnson. And so the tweet that he wrote to accompany the video was absolutely hilarious, as he says, steely gaze, you know. And first of all, as the camera approaches the edge of the roof, you see nothing but blue skies. No plumes of smoke, no fire. You can't hear, you know, police sirens and bombs, you know, as Trump would make you think that's what's happening in Portland. It was a beautiful, beautiful day.
And there were six protesters and the chicken.
12 people and one of them dressed as a chicken.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So this one, for some reason, I also find particularly hilarious. National Guard troops were seen patrolling in Memphis for the first time on Friday at the Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
Is that a fishing store?
It's a sporting goods store.
I love Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, has there been an outbreak of masturbators there? What's going on? Is it...
I think the closest one here is in Cucamonga.
Irvine.
They
opened one.
Okay.
So the mayor's a Democrat, said he never requested the guard come, but, you know, they've got that Bass Pro Shop on lockdown.
It's
so.
A sporting goods store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are they patrolling the... Okay.
It's like a right wing. I hate myself for loving Bass Pro Shop.
But why is the National Guard there if they're fine, upstanding, right wing masturbators?
That's a good question. Maybe they're scared
that does is tell me it's performative. They want the scared right wingers to see the people patrolling
We're being protected.
They're not actually sending these people out to high crime areas. Yeah. They're sending them out to places where people can see them.
Yeah. I mean, Brooklyn Dad, you've been, you know, such an effective resistor for so long. And I have to say, that's what's brilliant about the costumes. Mm-hmm. And right? Because they look ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's these tons of troops, like armed to the teeth, and then people like dancing in T-Rex costumes. It just, you know, it's almost like what we were talking about, Chris, the way Gavin Newsom is trolling them with social media. It's a way of trolling them and making them look as ridiculous as they are.
I love it. I love it. It's hilarious. The twerking inflated frog guy is hilarious. And all the different, you know, unicorns and stuff. The whole air of harmless ridiculousness, I think, absolutely cuts against the grain of what he is trying of the point he's trying to make. And again, if he was sincerely interested in addressing crime, first of all, work with the local officials. All right. Work with them. Coordinate with them.
Thank you.
If they're saying they don't want it, you know, no means no, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Exactly. Timothy in Manhattan. We might as well have every borough represented.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We got Brooklyn and Manhattan covered. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, go ahead. You're on with Brooklyn Dad.
Oh, my God. And I used to live in Brooklyn, but now I'm in Manhattan. But anyway, that was my dog, Dickin. Sorry. I would just like to say that I think we need to. Why are we using the T word? Because that kind of gives his brand more power.
Oh, Trump.
Why don't
Trump.
We go and talk about how when he used to call the New York Post and say, "Hi, I'm John Barron." Why don't we just call him John Barron?
Thank you for calling from New York to point out what everyone in New York has always known, Brooklyn Dad, that he is ridiculous. He has always been a ridiculous buffoon. He's always been a crook. I mean, it's just nobody's as astounded, are they, as people in New York, that we are in this nightmare.
He's a charlatan and a joke, and even like the rich people in Manhattan used to laugh at him behind his back, you know, because he was like the poor people's version of what a rich guy should be, you know, and the dumb people's version of what a smart guy should be, and
oh my God.
And so forth and so on.
And the rotten orange doesn't fall far from the rotten orange tree. Did you see Barron Trump just made $80 million in crypto after he short sold 30 minutes before Trump's tariff announcement?
He's also being named to the board of TikTok.
Which, you know, if you had a problem with Hunter Biden being appointed, Hunter Biden, who, by the way, you know, finished college, went to Yale Law School. He was fully a businessman. So he had all this experience under his belt before he was named to the board of natural gas company. Right?
Yeah.
Burisma?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
So if you had a problem with that, with Hunter Biden, with all of his experience, but you have no problem with one semester under his belt, Barron Trump being appointed to the head of a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Well, that's what kills me. I keep talking about why Chris and I are getting so inflamed about this Middle East stuff, because it's always follow the money. Netanyahu, his fellow crook, waited. He could have done the same deal under Biden, you know, again, because he and Trump are going to profit. He doesn't want to give Biden any credit. I mean, it Qatar, who funds Hamas, I mean, don't even get me started. It's just, okay.
It stinks to high heaven, especially that, a $5.5 billion golf that he's supposed to be establishing in Qatar.
Yeah, Trump is always for Trump, period. He's not making America great, spoiler alert. Okay, can I get to the part that's not so funny with the shutdown? Trump administration warning states there will be insufficient funds to pay SNAP benefits if the government shutdown extends past October. It's the latest in the warning of painful consequences if the shutdown continues, as military members are set to miss their first paycheck. And a lot of these firings, Brooklyn Dad, they're just vindictive. He doesn't have to do it. And by the way, what's a Democrat agency? Anything that helps people? like tracking measles outbreaks or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Are you referring to when he said he wanted to cut Democrat programs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only. Yeah, that's can you imagine the outrage if President Biden said, I'm going to be cutting only Republican programs, whatever a Republican program is. I don't know. But he specifically made an announcement while he was in office that he was giving more money to red states. And they were asking him why, and he said, because they need the help. I think this was in disaster relief
or something. Well, I mean, to your point, Russ Vogt, who's the Project 2025 guy, wrote that the firings have begun. Trump clarified he's only focused on cutting Democratic programs, saying that's the way it works. They wanted to do this, so we'll give them a little taste of their own medicine. I mean, and they think it's funny. He does this video with Russ Vogt as the Grim Reaper, it's hilarious. And this sums up everything you need to know about their party. Susan Collins.
Oh, God.
You know it's never going to end well when it ends. I'm not sure where her concern meter is, the Susan Collins concern meter is. She openly rebuked Russ Vogt's decision to begin mass layoffs. She warned that arbitrary layoffs would harm government operations already strained by the shutdown. She said, "I strongly oppose OMB Director Russ Vogt's attempt to permanently lay off federal workers who have been furloughed due to a completely unnecessary government shutdown caused by Senator Chuck Schumer." There you go. She's still going to be partisan and just say she's concerned but do nothing, right?
She knows better. That's the part that kills me. They all know better. All of them. Mike Johnson, John Thune, all of them know. Not only are Republicans in charge of the House and the Senate and the White House, but since congressional Republicans have basically abdicated their authority to Trump, like they've just thrown up their hands and say, go nut, go wild, King, do you.
Yeah.
So Trump essentially is the guy calling the shots because Democrats don't have the votes to, or the authority to hold Donald Trump accountable.
The American
or in check.
People,
it's the Republicans.
Yeah, they aren't buying it. They control all three branches of government. It's just, you know, that meanwhile.
But they think if they repeat over and over Democrat shutdown,
right.
Charles Schumer yes. shutdown, they think if they say it over and over and over, that'll somehow make it true.
Yeah. Meanwhile, all Smithsonian museums are going to close due to the shutdown. Oh, good. That's, I guess, how they'll permanently erase black history, correct? I mean,
Yeah.
I swear, I went to a great exhibit here at our Gene Autry Museum on black cowboys, and I thought, like, seriously, go see it now before they erase anything that has to do with diversity, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is a systematic assault on our freedoms and our liberty, and I hate to say it, but it does feel like America has been lulled to sleep under a combination of a false sense of security, thinking that democracy doesn't need to be fought for, it doesn't need to be defended, that you can this is a thing you can wake up every yeah. day and take for granted, that it's going to be there tomorrow, that our free yeah. elections will be there tomorrow without having to do anything, without having to pay attention to the yeah. news, to the daily events.
I keep quoting this authoritarian scholar, I forget the name, Brooklyn Dad, who said we have like 100 days to save our democracy. Like, he's not kidding. He said this
is this recent or is this?
Yeah, I mean, well, actually, it was no. I don't know what the countdown is, but it was longer ago than 100 days. I mean, it
yikes.
Yeah. Yikes. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the right response.
That's what Paul Revere said. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Zeba. You know the three pillars to good health. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Great diet, lots of exercise, great sleep. But if you snore, not only are you interrupting your sleep, maybe somebody else's, right? It can be, by the way, it can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. It ain't no party. It ain't no disco. It ain't no fooling around.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Zeba is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt. Do you know it's your tongue? It's not your nose that causes snoring.
Strap it down.
Yeah. It has 91% success rate from now till the end of October. Put an end to your snoring. Save $10 on a limited edition pink Zeba. With every order, they donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to ZYPPAH. That's Zeba.com. The code is pink, or text the word pink to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
And now, here's something we hope you really like.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? With carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
At Allure Intimate Apparel, bra fittings are everything. Not only how they make you look, but how they make you feel. From bras and sleepwear to swim and lingerie, Allure has it all. Their professionally trained bra fit specialists deliver a